You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 28th, year of our Lord 2020. We have Mr. Buck Cherry in the live stream. Hello, Bucky.
What's going on, Ab? Can you hear me?
Barely. Let's do whole call where we just say, "Can you hear me?" That would be interesting.
That would be fantastic. Well, I hope I can get through on this. The real reason I just wanted to do it is because I have the opportunity to get paid for a little fakeology right now because I'm at work and I'm on the clock, but I'm not really doing anything other than driving. So I figured it'd take the opportunity to get paid for fakeology.
Okay, fakeology, perfect. Where do you work at?
I do landscaping. So
that's right.
We're doing a weird thing right now where we had a company meeting, and I had to drive to the office, and now I've been driving to the job site, so I'm just driving. So I figured I'd see if anyone was interested in the chat.
I'm always interested in the chat. You know that.
Absolutely.
And I'm a morning person. I usually fall off in the evening. I don't have a lot of energy.
That's how I am, too. You know, I'm up early in the morning.
Early in the morning, yeah. Now you're gone.
I hope I'm not with you.
Why is your phone so bad? Is it your phone? Because now you're on mobile data. I guess you're driving.
Yeah, I really think it's the service. It's the carrier I have here in Cincinnati.
What carrier are you using so we can negatively advertise it?
It's Sprint. Sprint is terrible here. Which is now
Sprint is terrible everywhere.
Except in Atlanta, and that's where I'm from. And so Sprint's actually really good and like a decent service price in Atlanta. But here you have to have Verizon or you don't have service.
What about T-Mobile?
That's who it is. They actually bought Sprint now. So now there's only three again. It's Sprint, AT&T, or T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon. That's the only three.
Okay. Well, that's why. When you called the other night and you kept cutting out, were you on Wi-Fi or Sprint?
I was in my car, yeah, so it's the mobile. So I guess I'm only going to be able to do, unless I change my carrier, I'm only going to be able to do calls at home on the Wi-Fi, which is decent.
Right. Do you have a computer and a headset?
I do not. Well, I have a laptop, but it is like a secondhand piece of crap that, like, can't really even run YouTube well, so I really do everything off my phone, even when I'm at home. I just have Wi-Fi, so I don't have any, like, real hardware.
If you have a laptop, then you can plug it directly into the router and get a wired connection, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, that would be nice, but the way my house is set up, I have no way to do that because my son would start pulling cords.
All right. Sounds like you're coming up with a lot of excuses here.
They may be excuses, but to me they're reasons.
I'm just trying to make you sound better.
I'm definitely going to get a mic and hook that up for sure to do some real calls.
I'm not just harping on you. I'm harping on the whole world that refuses to make good connections with audio to the internet, and they all sound really poor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
My favorite are the news people and the radio people and the musicians that don't mic up and their sound is horrible. They sound like they're in bathrooms. And
yeah.
You'd think those people would know better because they're in the business of sounding good.
Yeah, but they don't have to do it. They don't, you know, just like everything in our society is compartmentalized. They don't know shit about it. They just read their script. They don't know how it works. I had a guy I grew up with. He was the producer for the 11 o'clock news at the local, in Atlanta, I guess it's the CBS affiliate, Channel 2. And, you'd be surprised how many hands actually affect the news. Like, he was the only one there other than the two anchors. So he ran everything off a computer it's surprising how dumb the anchors really are.
Well, they don't have to even know what they're reading. They just have to look good and sound good.
Exactly. And yeah, just from what he described on how everything worked, it'd be so easy for them to just, we all know that the military and the intelligence agencies run the news, but how easy it is, just logistically, I guess, because of the technology, it is for them to just literally produce the stories.
Well, it's always been easy. Technology just expedites it and makes it more efficient. You'll need fewer people.
Exactly. Now they just have to where they can just have a central hub and kind of send out stuff.
Well, I still think that Y2K was all about getting taxpayers to pay for upgraded banking networks so one or two or a small group of people could control all the central banks in the whole world. I think that's what that was all about. It had nothing to do with two digits and four digits for the year.
See, for me, I don't even know, I don't know much about Y2K. I never really looked into it because I guess when I was...
When you were young.
I was, exactly. And so for me, that was kind of one of the conspiracy things I kind of just wrote offhand that I was just bullshit. It was a hoax. I never really even, never looked into it because it didn't seem that anything really came up of it. But that is an interesting theory on it, I guess, if there were to be anything behind it.
Well, all I remember is I missed my daughter's first New Year's Eve because I was laying on the floor in a computer company's head office waiting for a call to do the delivery, and I made $400 that night.
Wow.
For a call that never came.
Wow. All because of Y2K? Because people were freaking out and stuff?
They just wanted someone there. We had a couple of us were there in case one of their computers went down, and I had to take out a part to wherever the problem was. I just remember I was so sick, and I was laying on the floor, asleep. It was the worst situation ever, and that's all I remember.
So
that was 20 years ago.
That's interesting. And it's funny. This is just kind of a funny example of how they do their myth building and their myth making and all, how they actually shape society and culture. So I'm in between Gen Z and Millennial. And so,
okay.
The only way I've really consumed any, the media I've consumed of Y2K is King of the Hill, The Simpsons, all these kind of
You went away there, bucko. Got Rollo in the room. Rollo in the house?
Yeah, I'm in the house. I'm waiting for Buck Cherry to come back. I'm just fantastic hearing. I remember Y2K too.
So I asked what you were doing on Y2K? Or can I guess?
Y2K, man. I remember I was in a pub. I was having a great drink and I was having a great laugh with all my friends. Hey, Buck's back. Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. When did I cut out? I was just rambling there. Can you hear me?
Cut out at the point where you were talking about how the cow ate the cabbage.
Exactly.
That's all right. You're in Kentucky, according to SMJ. Is that correct?
I am in Kentucky now, yeah. I'm in the tri-state area, so I probably...
He calls it Sintucky.
Yeah, Sintucky. Because you got Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. It's a tri-state, so it's kind of weird.
Cincinnati. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I've never been to Cincinnati.
It's really beautiful, other than the pollution, the smog, and the people.
Yeah, it's a great city, except everything.
But no, honestly, the land is beautiful. The Ohio River's beautiful, other than the fact that it's, toxic. Let's see if I can do this without affecting my connection. What's up, Rollo?
Rollo, stop scaring me.
But, But yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful place, and I've never actually experienced fall before in my life. So the trees changing, it's a beautiful area of the country. It's just the parts that are controlled, like the city, the manufactured parts of it really suck. And I guess because it's been industrialized longer than the South's been industrialized, which is what I'm used to. So it's like a lot older and just been a lot grimier and dirtier for a while.
You guys are the home of Procter & Gamble.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're huge. Their plants, their factories are ridiculous here. The air, I mean, I promise you, it's just from where I'm from, I guess it's a little rednecky, but it's a lot more clean air, blue skies. And here, I mean, you can really see it when the sun sets. It's just like yellow, gross, like, it's pretty bad.
Oh, I live in Toronto. I see the haze. I see the haze, you know. And that's what they want to get rid of. I sort of get it. It's just, with this great reset, I just am opposed to the central planning, because it always goes wrong. Now, I'm not saying, because I know, and I speak to you as a young person, because I think I'm twice your age.
Yep.
But I know young people want a change, because young people always want a change. That's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they better be careful what they wish for, because Santa Claus Schwab has in store is not good.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and then they always try to blame the individual, right? So, like, they want to get everybody's cars off the roads and shit. And it's not the cars that are causing the pollution here. It's the, like, really gross, so there's actually a Seagram's distillery in the town here, right? And,
okay.
And I don't know what they make there. I guess it's the gin. Well, I don't know what...
Why don't we ask the resident alcoholic here? What does Seagram's make?
What do you want to know?
Seagram's. What are they famous for? Gin, vodka, what? Rum?
Well,
come on.
They make something, and it makes the whole town smell like yeast. It's really gross.
Oh, it's all right. There you go.
It's nasty, but. Just
Rolo, look it up. You're at your computer. Look up Seagram. I know what the bottle looks like because I've seen it on the shelf. It's Beefeater. I think it's gin.
I think you're right. I think it is gin.
I remember there's a Beefeater soldier. I think it's like a Swiss Guard soldier on the bottle, if I'm wrong.
They made something.
They may have even had a number 5 star with a 5 on it. I remember picking it off.
I think they even make, like, wine coolers. So I think they're, like, diversified. I think they're, like, pretty big. But the distillery there is, like, there's a bunch of houses and stuff around it, and there's just, like, this weird black soot all over everything. And it's just, like, it's pretty gross. And so, obviously, it's not the individuals that own these corporations and own, like, Bayer and all these things, right, that do all these chemical dumpings and things like that. It's the same people that are telling us that the climate is changing because you're driving your car and you're doing all these things. So, you know, they always try to twist their logic, and I get what you're saying.
Well, the climate change is just to scare people into being afraid of bad weather. Like, I don't like bad weather. I don't like extreme heat. But when you live on a continental climate like Toronto or Cincinnati, we do get large swings in temperature. That's what a continental climate is.
Mm-hmm.
If you live by the sea, then the water is the most moderating force of temperature, because water, huge bodies of water, do not swing in temperature. So it moderates the weather. But when you live in inland like we do, you get swings in temperature. That's just the way it is. So climate change is just another fear tactic that never worked.
Mm-hmm.
So then they substituted coronavirus, which does work, because everyone is afraid to die. They're just playing on everyone's central fear, the most common, most pervasive fear that any normal human being has. They're afraid to die.
Mm-hmm.
And they can play that till the end of time, and it will work, unless people wake up and start educating themselves on a few basic principles that you can't catch a virus.
Stop. Well, and then it's all like holistic, right? You know, that goes in hand. The coronavirus wouldn't work if they, you know, that's how one of the ways you can know it's a real long, drawn out process, plan kind of thing, is it wouldn't work if people didn't have this automatic belief in authority and science and all these things, all this cultural engineering, all the movies, all the predictive program, all these things, just the basic belief in authority itself. If all that wasn't put in place first, nobody would believe of something that no one would be scared of something they couldn't see that their daddy, the government, was telling them would exist, because they wouldn't have a belief in the government in the first place. So like it's all designed. It's just a perfect plan if you wanted to rule the world. Ad dropped out. Can you hear me, Rolo?
2-2-1-2.
There we are.
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear.
I dropped out.
Hey, I don't want to get in the raid. Keep going, Ab.
Discord is the worst.
Yeah, it is.
It's going down.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like it's also just seen a great... I bet it just can't handle the traffic. I've seen a huge...
Yeah, I agree.
Since Corona, you know. I had never heard of it until after Corona. You guys have been on here for years.
Yeah, well, even my... All internet is under super strain right now. When Netflix came on into the world 2 years ago at 8 o'clock, the networks all took a turn for the huge worst,
mm-hmm,
because of the streaming. Streaming is the scourge of the internet. It wrecks the internet because it just ties up so much bandwidth. And now that everyone's telecommuting,
mm-hmm,
then it's. I don't think they really spend any money to any great degree on the internet, on all the networks and the network switches and the big hubs. I think it's just wheezing along here, not really keeping up too well.
Yeah, for the general public, there's no need to release any kind of...
Yeah, maybe the military has the better network.
Sure.
The military, I think, has internet too, I believe. I think they have their own dedicated connections everywhere.
I'm sure they would. I imagine that would be the safest. Like, I bet
they're probably just streaming porn wherever they're doing it too.
And like all the embassies and shit. I'm sure all those places are. What have you ever heard
maybe
of? What's it called? I think it's called a wide area network, where you just use other computers to create your own internet.
Well, I think that's what the internet is, a wide area network. I could be wrong, but that's not my router.
I don't think so.
Hold the line.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is 12x42 Nikon. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hey. Well, hey, big shout out to Gaia. I enjoyed the Gaia chat the other night.
Gaia's back?
Gaia's back.
Did you get through 7.5 hours? Because I didn't even start it yet.
Keep going, guys.
I started it. I've been in like, I made it like 2 hours before I had to stop. And then I've like skipped around a couple of times.
Well, okay. let me tell you what's best was Joe Rogan going with Alex Jones today on Spotify. Everybody on Twitter was going fucking nuts today.
I'm on Twitter.
It was awesome. It's awesome.
What's good about
if you want to hear something good, watch Joe Rogan and Alex Jones on Spotify today.
Tell us what happened. What was that? Give us the whole story.
It was Alex Jones being Alex Jones and Joe Rogan being Joe Rogan. And everyone on fucking Twitter's going nuts. It was awesome.
I love it.
What's the highlight?
Tell us one thing.
It's hard to work out a highlight because Alex Jones has always been right. The global, the way the bankers,
blah blah, yeah.
Klaus Schwab is like Schwab is the guy, and he was right all along.
Did he mention Klaus Schwab on the show?
Oh, I can't remember. Let me think.
Bro, you're
thanks,
Sam.
You're the man.
Rollo, we keep you around for comic relief, just so you know.
Yes, absolutely.
But you got a good heart. I've always said that. I've never wavered.
I can't believe someone just said Alex Jones is always right on a Fakeologist audio chat.
I know. Well, Rollo, he says a lot of controversial stuff. But now I will listen to it. I don't really like Joe Rogan much, but I will listen. Joe Rogan has a huge following. I still don't know why. I'm just not of that.
He's just a frat boy douchebag. I can't get it. Like, if I met Joe Rogan in real life, I'd be like, man, you're a dick, and walk away.
Well, I just am not into him, but I know he really reflects a certain personality that people love. Can't argue with success. That's the problem with success. You can't argue with it if he really is successful.
Yeah, I mean, $100 million Spotify deal, right?
That I don't believe that. I never believe these numbers.
Oh yeah, I don't. That's just what they're saying, right?
Spotify doesn't have that kind of money.
No, where the fuck?
Come on, guys. Have a look at look. Alex Jones. They were in this tiny little studio. None of them had face masks on. What? They were all not going to get coronavirus or COVID-19?
I got an email about you last week.
Yeah, what about? What about me?
Yeah, they trashed you. But he didn't want me to publish it, so.
I don't give a fuck about it. Are you talking about Gaia?
About,
fuck Gaia!
No, I'm not talking about Gaia. I'm talking about Anonymous. Anonymous gave me a message. He didn't want to be named. He just said he can't listen to you. You wrecked the podcast. But I just said, if you see Rolo's name in the audio chat, then don't listen. That's the best way, isn't it?
Yep.
Just don't exactly.
Listen. I just want to let you know, but I said, listen.
Hey,
Rolo,
look, I
Rolo's
look,
a good benefactor.
No one. So who
nice
was it? Who was it again?
Booster.
No.
Anonymous.
Who was it?
Anonymous. Anonymous.
Tell Anonymous to go fuck himself or herself.
No, Rolo, please. You'd be nice. You can't.
I'm not nice.
You can't put yourself out there and not take criticism. I'm just letting you know that he finds.
I can take criticism. Tell me to go fuck myself.
Yeah, but you just pulled someone off and take it. But here, I'm going to give you some praise now, you funny old man, you.
Aussie. Yeah.
Dave Cullen has put out some great work, and if you didn't mention it, I probably wouldn't have looked into him. So there you go. And Uncle Odd loves Dave Cullen's last couple videos. Yep. So there you go.
I agree.
Give credit.
Dave, yep.
You got to
me and Dave get on well. Yeah, me and Dave get on well.
Can you get him on the show? Uncle Odd wants him on the show. Can you get him?
Yeah, I'll get him on the show.
You will? Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll give you a shout out.
All right.
But he speaks very clearly. He's measured. He doesn't get excited. And I think Ireland and Wales are both getting a real Victoria.
Well, Dave's latest video is just the best. It's just, I just can't believe how well he's done it.
What was the latest video?
I'll post it in the live show notes right now. I'll let you guys talk a bit. Give me a sec.
I put some of this stuff on Facebook too. What's going on in Kentucky?
Oh, not much.
Are you guys on any kind of lockdowns or anything happening?
Not noticeably. People really don't give a fuck at this point. They're kind of pretty chill. They're like,
the only thing we can gauge that by is the mask. What's happening on with the masquerade there?
Oh, there's no more than, like, I don't know, it's maybe 60-40 mask to no mask.
Really, wow, that's hopeful. But you got a crazy governor down there.
Not that intense.
Oh, man. There goes the connection. Prince is the worst. Anyone in the Kentucky area, don't use Prince. Terrible service. One thing about Rolo, you always have a solid connection. Hey, Rolo, are you on Wi-Fi or wired? Hey, Rolls Royce.
Damn it.
You sound horrible. I didn't hear any of that. Take your phone and throw it out the window into the Ohio River. Rolls.
Yeah. Hey, Ab.
Rolls, are you wired or Wi-Fi?
I was taking a shit. Do you really want to hear me taking a shit?
Are you wired or Wi-Fi?
I'm Wi-Fi, but that's okay.
Yeah, you've got to look. Call a connection all the time. That's one thing you have. Call a connection.
I'm sorry, the guy lost his connection, but
you,
I was taking a shit, and
headset?
I didn't want you to hear me dropping bombs off the pool.
Okay, shush.
Go again.
A headset or a mic?
Let me turn my camera on.
Do you have a headset or a mic?
I know. Just with a mobile phone.
You're just on a mobile phone? Connection's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I've got the voice. 1-300-564-652. And don't worry. I'm still going to send you donations. I'm still going to send you donations.
Could you send me a bit of Bitcoin?
No, I don't know how Bitcoin works.
It's easy.
I'll just use fiat, and I'll send you fiat.
No, send me.
But
Bitcoin,
trust me, I've earned it.
You know what's funny, Marcus? I don't know a lot about Bitcoin, but Marcus Allen just sent me an email saying, "Oh, I see you've received 2 Bitcoin since you started."
Oh yeah.
And I said, "How the hell did you find that out? Because you can look in other people's wallets, apparently."
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's pretty. Interesting how he figured that out. I don't know a lot about it, so. But he was looking.
Well,
at
I didn't. Let me tell you this, Ab. That I enjoyed your. I hadn't listened to all through your chat with Gaia, but I enjoyed my chat with lovely Ashka. I went and met her in real life, and I've put a few pictures with her on the actual general chat.
Oh, okay.
So you can check us out. Yeah.
How is she? Lovely girl.
Huh? Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah. She's mine. We went to the casino the other night in Sydney, and we played blackjack all night. Yeah.
Wow.
It was really good. Really good. A lot of fun.
Is she as cute in person as she is on the camera?
Yes. I can only say yes.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who's back? Keep going.
I don't know what I was saying now.
We don't either.
Yeah, I'm sure it was nothing then.
It was just garble. Oh. Let me suggest, I know Verizon is the most expensive, but I think they have the best network. I really think Switch.
Oh, for sure. They definitely do. I probably will make the Switch, but I got to pay this phone off first. You know, everything's leased these days.
Well, don't worry. Klaus Schwab won't let you own anything. You'll just have to rent it.
No, I actually own a flip phone. And if it weren't for my job, I would just go back to my flip phone. I did that for a year, but...
You couldn't use Discord.
Yeah, I guess so. But...
Well, someone for that idea. But you wouldn't be slave tracked as easily.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the slave tracks. That doesn't really bother me. They can fuck off. I don't really care.
You will when you can't get on a plane or go down a highway or get over a bridge or eat at a restaurant.
Well, I don't like planes, so that's cool. The driving and stuff, I don't know. I don't know. I see them having a hard time trying to get away with stuff like that.
Yeah, but, well, like I said, the America is the last stand. If they can get past you guys, it's done. Done deal.
And I personally, from what I see in my day-to-day life, which is very reassuring, because I don't see that happening. There's too many people that just.
Well, if Trump wins, if Rolo's Hero wins next week, then it'll just slow down or delay the process. I don't think it'll stop it because everyone in the world is completely hypnotized by the booby virus.
Rolo's sugar daddy's definitely going to win this week or next week, whenever the hell it is. He's definitely going to win.
Okay.
Is he going to take Ohio?
Are you in a swing state?
I have no idea. I don't follow the politics. I've never got into it because from the beginning, I was like, oh, this is dumb. So I never really followed it.
I've always been in the politics. How can you not be?
Well, see, because my mom was very into politics, right? And so she was very liberal-leaning, and she's like a crazy socialist and stuff, and so... She was always very opinionated and all that stuff and tried to brainwash me. And then once I started out, that, like, totally off-put me from everything that had to do with politics. I was like, ugh, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Uh-oh. Am I still here?
Yeah, it's the Same old Discord, phone call, knocking off the Bluetooth.
Piece of
garbage software. God, bad software.
Yeah, but it's the best we've been given, right? Or that we all use. Maybe it's
well,
the
yeah,
sure
it's, yeah. Well, I'm trying to get back to TeamSpeak, but I don't have time to work on that, but that is a bit of a plan. Even all this chatting, as much as I love...
Uh-oh. You went out there. I don't know if it was me. Brother, can you hear him? You can just shake your head, yes or no. I can't hear
you. I can hear you.
I thought it was Ab, yeah. Here, Rolo, you might feel like...
There you are, brother. I can see you. Oh, let me just shake my phone up.
Rolo, you're such a wreck.
Oh, fuck's sake. That's classic. Yeah.
Bro, what would it take to get you to stop drinking?
Me? The question is, what would it take for me to stop drinking?
Yeah. What would it take?
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
I just said, what would it take?
It's just not gonna happen, Adam. It's not gonna happen.
So there's nothing that could happen to make you stop drinking?
Nothing. I love the Jews.
All right. Do you like the Jesuits?
Well, they like red wine, don't they? The Jets. Oh, what do we got here? Yeah, let's have a look at this. What are we doing?
Wow.
Here?
I think he's fixing a deck or a stone pathway or deck. Wow. You don't see that every day.
Yeah, I figured you might get a kick out of that. That's pretty fun.
Wow. What is that, a flamethrower or no?
Yeah, it's just propane.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Rolo, he said propane.
All right, well, I got to get to work here, fellas. It was
all right.
pleasure chatting with you guys.
Thanks, Bucky. Nice having you on.
All right,
all the
take
best.
Care, guys.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Good man. Buck Terry is the patron, I believe. Hey, where are those pictures?
Is it just me and you, Ab?
Rolo!
Hey! How are you, bro?
What's happening?
What's
going on? I'm here, man. Just listening to Bumper.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
I imagine you're feeling like Alice. Something red. <rabbit hole. laughs> I don't know. Hold on, I'm trying to get the bloody phone to get. Shit. Oh, look. I've got, like, so many, government saying, oh, you know, be worried about COVID-19. I just don't, I can't believe it, you know. It's such a bullshit story. Hold on,
yep.
Hold on. Am I still on?
You're on, man.
Give me a sec. Oh, fuck, man. Oh, no. I'm not in the government. Let me just get back. There I am. Sorry. I've got other people talking to me at the same time.
No problem.
Let me just... There you are.
I'm chilling, man.
You're right, bro.
Yeah.
I can't see you, but you can see me.
It's dark here. I'm driving. It's dark. I've got to turn my light on.
There you are. I can see you.
Yeah. It's 6 a.m. here.
Wow, what time is it here? Let's have a look. It's 12 a.m. here.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I do this, brother. Hey, brother. hey, look, every time I do this,
yeah,
you think, you know, somehow I'm in some sort of club. And because I've got rings on.
Oh, yeah, look at you.
Am I in the club? No, I'm not. I'm not in the club.
But if you get a couple
not
more rigs and you,
in
if
the
you get a,
club.
If you get a couple more rigs and you try really hard, maybe they'll let you in.
What have I got on my t-shirt today? You read that?
Don't something motorcycle. Oh, the motor dream.
You got it.
Don't. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. What does it say? Something. I can't. I'll crash.
Look at my fat gut.
It's all right. You're all right. What does your shirt say? Something about a motorcycle? You have a motorcycle?
Hold on. Where's my goddamn torch? Give me a sec. Give me a sec.
What kind of motorcycle? What kind of motorcycle you ride?
Hold on. Hold on. Keep your thoughts alive. Keep your thoughts alive.
Oh yeah, I got plenty of thoughts, man. I can think all day.
Right, man. Here we go.
All the way till I go to sleep.
See if this is gonna work. Ready?
Are you trying to make me read your shirt? Oh, there's traffic in front of me. I don't know. It says something about a motorcycle.
Oh,
I have motorcycle.
At the same time.
Yeah, I'm driving. Yeah. I'm on the freeway now. You're a motorcycle?
Not at the moment. I can buy one.
You don't have
one,
a motorcycle? You don't have one?
I can buy one.
Yeah? Yeah. Everybody can buy one.
I've never, when I was a young kid, I'll tell you this. When I was a young kid, I fucking loved, you know, two-stroke
right.
motors.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit power van.
Yeah. Pull that front wheel up.
But then four-stroke came in and...
Tractable. More tractable power. You're talking dirt bikes, but, yeah. Two different road bikes and dirt bikes.
Yeah,
two-stroke.
Two-stroke. Oh, yeah. That's all.
Yeah,
and then after that, I lost interest. I lost interest because, I don't know. My father says, you're not allowed to do that. Because you're going to kill yourself. My father loved me, but, do you know my, good friend, Troy Bayliss became the, world superbike champion. And I went to school with a guy. He was called Donkey.
That's a cool nickname.
That's not a bullshit story. That's true.
Yeah, right on.
Troy Bayliss, yeah, was the world superbike champion. Yeah. And he hated school.
That's easy to hate school. Very easy.
What he did was go round and 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 round.
Like NASCAR.
And I went on the back of a bike with Troy Bayliss. He scared the shit out of me. And I went, but, you know, when he became the world superbike champion, I went, wow. I went, well, man. what a great guy. And look, that's why I like Orange Man, the new Orange Man, this guy. What's his name? Donald Trump, right?
You're a fan of Donald Trump, huh?
This guy is going to be the... Look, that's why I wear orange now. I love Trump.
Yeah.
Trump or whatever. I've never met him, but I'd love to meet him. And
it's
easily,
good to have
I would shake his hand. Go. Keep going.
I said it's good to have people to look up to, man.
Yes. Yeah. I would shake Donald Trump's hand and just say yes. Yes, you are the man. And, like, Joe Biden? Like, Jesus Christ, you're out of your mind. You should be in old people's home. Old people's home? You should be in old people's home.
So you still
home.
Participate
you really,
in the...
You can't string a sentence. You can't string it. Look, I'm drunk. And I can string a sentence together.
Just about. But hey, so you don't participate in the election process? You do still participate in the election process? Like, you're still actually registered to vote? Democratic?
I've never voted in my life, but I'm not an American. I'm talking about the American election.
Right, right. But, yeah, I don't vote anymore. I used to vote. I used to fly an American flag.
Well,
the first,
tell
when
your
I bought my house
to vote red. Vote red. Vote Trump. Yeah.
Either way, same shit. Just a different package, man. I can't think there. I don't think there'd be a difference with whoever's put in charge. But hey, man.
Do you honestly think that Biden can win this shit? I don't think
it doesn't matter who wins. I don't think it matters.
All right.
But if I had to guess who's gonna win, I wonder who is gonna win. I haven't really thought about that because it doesn't matter to me who wins.
Oh, I
think
see where you're going with this. I see where you're going with this. No, dude, calm down. I see where you're going with this. So it doesn't matter who wins, Donald or Joe.
Right. I don't think it matters.
I think it does because I think you're missing one crucial point. Donald Trump is not a Republican. He's not a GOP guy. He is something special. He is something that has nothing to do with the Republicans or Democrats. Donald Trump is just a fucking anomaly. The orange man is just
good to have a savior.
Mike Pence, if you ask him behind closed doors, and go, before he beat, Hillary Clinton, right? He beat everything down. He is the best fucking thing that ever happened to this world. Donald Trump.
Damn.
I swear to God, Donald Trump is the best thing that ever happened.
You're a believer. You're a believer, man. The system worked on you. Yeah.
Only in Donald Trump, not in the GOP, not in the,
So, if you were an American, you would vote right now. So, if you were an American, you would go register to vote and go vote for Donald Trump?
Fucking oath!
Yeah. Maybe I'll go vote, say this is voted for Rollo,
go
for Donald
vote.
Trump.
Hey, friends.
Yeah, some of my friends, I don't know. I don't talk about that
friends.
Much kind of stuff.
Hey, friends. I've got to go to bed. My wife's
getting
this shit.
All right,
good
talking to you.
All right, bye.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Peace,
Donald. Shit. Sorry about that, Chrissy. There you go. All
right. I'm reading the end of it, and that's all, folks.